Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope, and we're here with men from our Men's Ministry Center. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good morning.
Yeah. I'm good.
Not bad. Yeah, we're right on the cusp of the official launching of summertime, right? I mean, here we are already in June. But well, before we went on the air, we were thinking about what topic we really wanted to speak about, and we thought we talk about solitude, right? And the scripture that we selected for that topic comes from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 35. So could I have someone read that for us?
Sure. I'll read. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
Very good. Okay, a solitary place, a place of solitude. Let's talk about solitude. What jumps to your mind when you hear the word solitude?
4:30 in the morning at the kitchen table.
That's you?
That's me.
4:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
I'm an early riser kind of guy.
That's, yeah, 4:30 is early riser.
Solitude in the morning is where it's at for me. It's all I'm going to get before the dogs start barking and everything else, so, yep.
Yeah, my time's in the morning as well. Not quite that early, but it's in the morning.
That's military there.
Yeah, I see that, yeah, yeah. And what is it about that time of solitude?
The peace that you have.
And how does that benefit?
Just that you enter in that space calm.
Gotcha.
Looking forward to the half hour that you're going to give reading scripture. And it's just it's like getting that first cup of coffee to me.
Well,
same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, so, that's right. Yep. Right, a little caffeine with Christ.
Yeah, perfect.
I don't know, that could be a little meditation book, couldn't it? Caffeine with Christ.
Be a good name for a cafe.
Yeah.
I think to me, I pick two times. I pick morning and I pick at night when it's quiet. But I think to me, over the time, I think it's me having an intimacy with God, with Jesus, and really being able to pour my heart out, because all through the day, the stress, the hustle and bustle, it's really giving him, it's my father, man. That's the way I look at it. It's my father, and I have to show him love too. And because before I didn't care, it's just
get your strength from that.
Yeah, and that's where I draw it from. I draw from my strength from him. I draw from my strength from the positive people, from you, Pastor Steve, from the positive Neighbors of Hope. And that's just having an intimacy, and I can tell him today, I love you.
Mm.
And I do. But I have to be more into it, like in the morning I try to shut the TV off, give the guys their quiet time, because I know at the house, it was always from 7 to 8, we had a quiet time to do whatever, prepare for the day, whatever, and because we all need that too, but.
Yeah, we call that our morning meditation.
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't know, I'm kind of odd with that because with the schedule, with having to look into an occupation, look at and the housing thing, and other things that are going on in my life, it's like when you get your schedule finally figured out, and it's usually like maybe a night just before bedtime, there's just a short period of time that I have that's like, okay, it's more like a relief, you know, that has taken place, and I have a goal and a plan for tomorrow, possibly the rest of the week. So that to me is probably a solitude type thing.
Which is challenging, you know, residing in a congregate living facility, right? But I guess, you know, to some degree, you know, if you're a mother or father, four or five kids running around, you got to get them off to, right? I mean, we all have these challenges on when we can find that little space, right? Which I think is a common theme with all of us here, right? I mean, we heard, one, we have to be intentional about it, right? You got to get up at 4:30 or whenever, right? You got to turn off the TV, right? The end of the day, you got to take that 15 minutes, whatever. So you got to be intentional about it. And two, there's this sense of, I mean, you call it peace and you mentioned quiet, right? Which I think, you know, it says Jesus goes off to a solitary place. So it's going to be away from anybody that can interrupt him, right? So he's intentional. He gets up at a certain time and he goes off. So he's not going to be interrupted. So he can be quiet, he can be peaceful. And that's important because it says then he prays, and that's, in other words, he engages in a conversation with his father. And if you're interrupted with a television, right, or anything like that, that conversation's not going to go real well.
Yeah, I've been unfortunately interrupted right deep in the middle of reading my scripture and thinking about things. And all of a sudden, to say, one of the dogs come running downstairs and got to go to the bathroom, whatever, so I gotta get up and let it out.
Right.
I'm not losing my train of intenseness.
Or your phone starts vibrating or whatever.
I mean, pick a time of day where most of them things aren't gonna happen.
And I think, you know, that whole kind of picture that we're trying to paint here is the proper biblical spiritual understanding of what solitude is. You know, it's being intentional to find a time to be alone with God.
Yeah.
And so solitude, right, is actually the answer to your loneliness. All right, loneliness is more, right, and we've all had that homesick feeling, right? And you feel lonely. That's an emotional response to our perception of ourselves being alone. Whether you feel like you're alone in the, you know, nobody understands me, I'm alone in the universe, like my problems are the only ones, nobody else is ever related to it, whatever that looks like, aloneness is us feeling alone by ourselves. And loneliness is the emotional response to that. Solitude overcomes that, and you would think that if I'm going off to a solitary place, I'm going to be alone, but you're not alone if it's intentionally with a time to be with God. And so with God is how all of a sudden you no longer feel alone. Your emotional responses of loneliness are dissipated, right? And we find strength and encouragement to take on the rest of the day, right? And I think one of the other things we see, you know, it's not like it says, well, then the next day he did the same thing, but it's quite likely he may have. Obviously, when he comes back, if we were to read the rest of that pericope, the disciples are looking all over for him. He's like, look, everybody's looking for you. And this is one of the few times Jesus says, let's go to another town. He's been there, he's been doing some healing, and it's kind of like the disciples like, we got a line, everybody's got their ticket, they're waiting to be next in line for you to heal them. And he goes, no, we're going off to another town. Now my guess is he got that lead from his conversation in solitary, right, in a solitary place with God. It's like, and so he's being faithful. The word God says, no, we need to go to the next town. So these are opportunities for us to really listen to God's voice when God's speaking to us, which means we do have to get all the other distractions as best we can out of the way, right, in order to do that. And it's interesting how that habit, right, I mean, right, you go on vacation or something, and it's like, okay. Recently went to Texas with my folks for my nephew's graduation, you know, and we're going through the airport. And my father says, hey, can you grab that bag? And I pick up this bag, and it's like, it's just one of those little cloth bags. I'm going, what do you got in here? He goes, well, that's my Bible and all my other reading materials, right? He's taking it with him to Texas because, right, they're the same type of rhythm. And if we're not practicing, you know, the spiritual discipline of solitude, the rhythms of the world, the secular world, right, can start overcoming us. And because we all know we're engaged in it. So it's intentional we sustain that rhythm of being in the presence of God.
But, you know, I think it's also building a personal relationship. You know, you're like he loves us. You have to, like you said, you have to build that habit. You have to show that love back. Because, you know, it's not just he gives and you take and I give nothing back. You know, I mean, I don't mean to bring this up, but it's like, you know, this new study we're going to get into, the way, you know, I mean, but I won't go no further on it, but it's like you have to be 100 in this. You know, there's no,
if we were to take that pericope of Mark, if we went a couple of chapters earlier where he got the healings and everything, it's also where he says, right, has his first calling, come follow me. And him being a rabbi, when rabbis call disciples to follow, they're saying, come be, not just with me, but come learn to be me. All right? And so we are called to kind of be, like Paul says, imitators of Christ. And one of the ways we do that is we practice the same spiritual disciplines he did so that we can be effective, you know, in taking it to all the nations, right? And whoever we encounter throughout this day, you know, may they be blessed to find Christ in me, right? But that's my job to do that work. So work is being intentional on getting up at 4:30 in the morning, going off, right? I mean, that's work. You got to practice, you know, type thing. But all right, any other closing thoughts, gentlemen? We got a couple seconds here.
Well, I just feel that, you know, if everybody got up in the morning and took that 5 minutes.
Yes.
Just to have the conversation, their day will go a whole lot better.
And you got to believe, you know, the Heavenly Father, right? Yeah. Is sitting there going, look at my boy, look at my girl. Taking time to spend with me.
Yep.
I'm there too.
He'll give you the directions, set the purpose.
Yep. Yeah.
Just gotta listen to it.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you sharing and your insights on this edition of Word Made Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.